Are we there? Great. Christian greetings tonight in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Before we say too many things, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our dear, wonderful, blessed Jesus, who is like unto thee, O Lord,
Amen.
Amongst all the gods. Father, tonight we humbly approach your holy throne of mercy and grace. Boldly, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ, he who made a propitiation for our sins, Lord, and made, Lord Jesus Christ, an atonement for us to come to you. Tonight, Lord, we come for service. And dear God Almighty, your children, they are expecting to hear from you. Father, you've got no record of disappointing expectations. But tonight, Lord, once again, we are appealing unto you that it may be you, Lord. Father God Almighty, all humanistic elements, may they be taken away. May the Holy Ghost have the preeminence. While we believe the pillar of fire is here,
Amen.
Lord God Almighty, may he supervise everything that shall be said. May only that which is right and good for the purpose of your children, Lord, may it be said tonight.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, and I bless your holy name. Be with each and every one of us. Lord, may we find an encouragement through your word as we bless your holy name tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We may take our seats.
God is when you pass.
Amen. I want to greet you once again tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to appreciate the Lord for this opportunity he has given me. Amen.
I
would like to appreciate the pastor for entrusting me with this service. And thanking you all as well for lending me your ears. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's always good to come to the house of the Lord. I know the pastor is full of good words to speak about me. But I wish I could be half of what you are saying. Then maybe I would say I am starting. Amen.
Amen.
We want to appreciate the Lord, appreciating each and every one of you. Amen. All the elders, governments and helps. Amen.
May the God of heaven bless you tonight.
I'll be watching my time. I'm trying not to be a long-winded preacher these days. Amen. It's good.
It's just good. Copy the good.
As the Marunya, Marunya
said, if you want to create enemies,
which I don't believe I have,
and
I don't think I'm going to start. I love you all. Amen.
May the God of heaven bless you. We may stand
and
read the word of God.
Let's read from the book of Ephesians.
Chapter 1.
Amen. Thank God for the wonderful song service.
Amen. Song service. Yes. You were leading.
That's fine. That's one nabo panapa. But I knew that was not nabo.
I
can tell the way when they see. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
But Ephesians
and Romans 8, verse 28.
Never Romans 8, verse 28.
If we find the place, I'll read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Kuti afambise kuzara kwenguva, aunganidze muna Kristu, zvose zviri kudenga nezviri pasi.
A little bit. that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Amen. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen.
Amen.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. I will repeat again. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him. Amen. According to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Romans 8:28, a very familiar scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word tonight. We may take our seats. I'm just having a small challenge here. I'm not as basically advantaged.
And
this is like
so I'm not used to the pulpit with its current height.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, all things work together for good.
Tonight
I want to preach on a message serving God's purpose. You know, the thought came to me the other time. After preaching is one place. I'm sure many preachers at times go through certain discouragements actually. Yes, they can feel, but somehow it doesn't appear like I was saying anything. So I was in that state. And then somehow, the deacon brother who was there, he started singing a song. It's because when I come to the end of my journey, maybe if the brothers can fly that song for us. Amen. Give when you give the best of your service. So I was in that state being discouraged. I thought probably I didn't say anything. No, that's what the devil does. He comes to you and tells you, those people, they were just looking at you. You didn't say anything. And for sure, it's very easy to believe it. So I'm actually speaking from experience. Maybe give us the first verse of that song. I'm going to read it. It made a difference to me.
That day.
And that song meant so much to me that very day. Give us the first verse of the song which says, give when you give. Yes. Oh yeah, that's right. If when you give
kana uchipa
the best of your service,
itane moyo wose,
it has to be the best.
Zinofana nge zviri zvemoyo
wose. The prophet says, Whatever you do, you do it with all your heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if you don't complete it, but the part that you would have done, make sure you have done it with all your heart. That should be your attitude in everything that you do. And I tell you, you'll never go wrong. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is coming, be not dismayed. Though men don't believe you, he will understand and say, well done. Hallelujah! My, when I was reading those words, they just did something to me. Amen. Let's
Amen.
Go to the chorus.
And the chorus.
Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, remember each and every one of us here, we are going to come to the end of our journey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It might be before the rapture, or it might be in the rapture, or it might be even after the rapture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because there are some people who are going to remain here, unfortunately. Amen. But the end will come. Yes, sir. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption. Remember, we each and everyone has to carry a cross with us. Because the Lord said, take your cross and follow me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will understand and say, well done. Listen to this one. This is a good one. But if you try and failing in your trying, hand the sword and scarred from the work you have done, I always try to encourage the brothers that go out. Because I want to tell you, the churches out there, you are always starting. Hallelujah. You are always starting in the out there.
Service, yes, you are going to go to Tanga Church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once those young men grow up, they come to Harare. They go to Buluwe. They go to Mtare. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I want to encourage you, like I always tell the brothers, but the most important thing is not the size of the congregation, but it is the soul that you have put into the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever he ends up, hallelujah, as long as he is in the kingdom, it will be accounted to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is why this song is saying, you may feel you are failing. Hallelujah. You are out there, only have those old ladies and old madalas. Hallelujah. Making up your church. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Do the best. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, in the eyes of God, you may be a pastor of five people. You are the same as a pastor with, before the eyes of the Lord, with 10,000 people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, take up your cross. Hallelujah. Run quickly to meet him. He will understand and say, well done. I was so encouraged. And when we got outside, and this brother Deacon was telling me, he was saying, brother, you know, I was so discouraged. You know, I was so low. When I came to church. But now I'm okay. Look! That's what the Lord does. Just do your best. The Lord will take care of the rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My
message tonight is serving God's purpose.
Hallelujah.
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 Because remember in the book of Romans, he says, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God does not do his things haphazardly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is not surprised by anything. By any event. Or by any amazement. Because remember, from before the foundation of the world, he knew everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is why he already has answers for all situations and conditions. Because he knew about it way before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is why you should take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. He already has the answers. When the pastor hasn't got the answer, the deacon has got no answer, the minister has got no answer, but God has the answer. Don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to encourage you tonight. I'm not speaking to the ministers. I'm not speaking to those with the public ministry. But I'm just talking to those people probably who are feeling discouraged like I was the other day. And they might feel probably they're not doing anything for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But remember, when God calls you, he finds a place for you. And when he finds a place for you, you serve him in that very place. There is always a reason and a purpose why God has made you. Hallelujah. God has a reason and a purpose. Even for this very service tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read from the prophet's message. The message, I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet says from paragraph 20.
Paragraph 20, prophet Anoti.
And we come on such a morning to gather hopes. Of course, it was a sunrise service. It was a sunrise service. Some new hopes of what we are here for.
Yes, atakaunganira pano.
And what is the purpose? And I think this is a wonderful time to think on that, on the hopes that God has given us. Now I want to draw this first into your mind.
I
want to draw this
into your mind.
That there is not one thing that can destroy us until the purpose of He who created us has been fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing can destroy you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It might be an accident.
You know, get it sound.
People who come, who be saying, hey,
did
someone survive out of this car? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember.
You know,
now when I was reading this, I thought about some events in my very life myself. Amen.
Amen.
I remember when I was a young man. I came face to face with a green mamba. Not very far, maybe just about where the camera is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, one bite is just
death.
But God's purpose had to be fulfilled. When I ran away, I will not tell you what really happened.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But eventually, I didn't know even where the snake went. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I had another encounter again with, I believe it was a green mamba in a mulberry tree. It was a big, you know,
it was cold like this.
In our
trying to pick some mountains. I just heard the sound. And I turned to look.
Could I saw?
And what I saw.
I ran.
Nakamanya.
But that thing could have beaten me.
I said, "Iga daya kangu ndiruma."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I remember, I've been involved in a few accidents. One of which should actually have killed me. Where we were in a little Mini Cooper. And we were crushed by a bus. But the grace of God is the purpose. Hallelujah. Until it is accomplished, nothing can take you. Amen.
Amen.
There could be nothing. We are made for a purpose. This church was built here for a purpose. This foundation was not dug, and the cornerstone laid, and the blocks laid in the building.
Foundation haina kungovakwa, ma bricks akaitwa ne cornerstone rongoiswa pachivakwa.
And the roof and the interior was not put there just to see if it could be done.
Ne roofu ne zvemukati zvavazaiswa kuti vanhu vangoda kuedza kuona kuti zvinoitika here.
Eh? Togoda kuvaka church here.
Just to see, can we build a church?
Just to see if we can
build a church.
And if an car is broken, it's not going to be eaten.
There
is a reason why this church was built. There is a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was put here by a purpose or for a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your home that you live in was not just accidentally put there or somebody just wasting some time. Your home was made for a purpose. To serve a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you did drive this morning or manerano,
here
in your automobile, that automobile was not made just to see if it could be made. The materials was not wasted by men. It was put here for a purpose and to serve a purpose. And the clothing that you wear was not just to see if somebody could fashion something. It was for a purpose.
I like that part. I want us to catch that part.
You know the fashion.
Fashion.
It's for a purpose.
You know chinangwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, saka hakuna kudzingirira fashion.
So don't just run around after fashion.
No, kuti ndi diabolos.
Because it's the devil.
And rangare diabolos ane chinangwa.
And remember, the devil also has a purpose.
There is a reason why yembe iyo yakadesignwa nemadesignirwa yakaitwa.
Pane chikonzero why that garment is designed in such a manner.
May the Holy Ghost help us.
Ndimwe amtsene watibatsira.
Hallelujah. To put on the right kind of clothes.
Kuti tipfeke.
So that you can be identified as a brother. Hallelujah.
You can be identified as a sister.
Just
by your dressing.
Hallelujah.
Only dressing.
Remember,
Rangarina. The devil is working so much these days.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But remember,
those clothes were made for a purpose.
The food that you eat was not grown on the earth just to see if it grow. It was made to serve a purpose. And God did not have to just make a tree just to be a tree. He made a tree for a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
if you were sleeping now, please wake up and listen to this.
And God did not make you and I just to see if He could do it.
And then after creating Oga, then he claps hands for himself. I've created Oga.
That's sick. I'm free.
I call it Brabin.
Sign your fingers, brother. Now, he made us for a purpose.
That's what the prophet
is saying. Let me hammer this into your mind. You were made
for a purpose. Let me hammer this into your mind.
You were made for a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, there is a purpose for us all being here.
You are here just to be,
another human being. You are here because God made you for some purpose. And this is why He called you. He doesn't call everything and anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But them who are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus didn't die for everybody. No, sir. God doesn't waste His resources.
Hallelujah.
Because there is serpent seed. But He came to die for them who He knew from before the foundation of the world. Which is you and I.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when we start to speak about serpent seed, don't let some voice whisper to you and say, you are the one. You are not serpent seed. The devil is lying to you.
Like he was lying to me the other day in service.
So
and the brother came
out
and
said, I was blessed with your service.
Right. You are here because, okay, you are not here just to eat the food that God brought. You are not just here to live in the house that man made, or to wear the clothing that someone fashioned. You are here for a specific purpose. You are here for a specific purpose. I will repeat, you are here for a specific purpose. No matter how little you are,
because
sister Shangwa, Pana, Tombondi Ziva, and Pastor, Tombondi Ziva, Madikona, Tombondi Ziva, my brother, Tombondi Ziva.
Brothers don't even recognize me.
Remember, you are made for a purpose. No matter how little you are, how big you are, how important you are, or how unimportant you are, you are here to serve a purpose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You
are
here to serve a purpose. My God does not waste His resources. No,
it's
not unlike you and I.
We waste resources.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder the scripture even says, God's foundation standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are His. He is never overstocked or understocked. Balance sheet,
is well balanced.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Credit, debit.
It does not have a credit or a debit. No.
But pani debit.
Starting say no.
Surplus. Surplus.
I will say, oh, something that has been
created.
Hallelujah. God that I
worship.
God knew you before the foundation of
no,
the world.
That's
why He put something in you. That thing He placed in you does not
answer
to the things of the world. But the day that you heard that second voice that came from heaven, and
you
said, no, this is what I like.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
the deep answered to the deep.
Yes, and the brother Branham, when you saw the word, you went to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are called by the word. We are not called by music. No, we are not called by a big church. We are called by the word. Yes, we answer to the word. Yes, we are blessed by good music. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the main thing, even the Lord Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the next quotation in their trip report. 57:0 and 26b. This is a breakfast.
Breakfast.
Amen. Remember, according to scripture,
Maringe ne magwaro,
we are members of a body.
Tiri nengo zemutumbi.
We are members of a body.
Tiri nengo zemutumbi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kalo titakafana ne team ye bora.
We are like a football team.
And this is going to end up with bora.
I'm not saying go to a football match.
Kana kuti enda pa TV kana kuti ma, you know, AFCON.
Or I'm not saying go and watch the AFCON or the netball.
Asi rangarira mumwe nemumwe ane pake paanenge ari.
But remember, in that team, everyone has got his position.
And when you are there, be a good one.
Kana uri panzvimbo yauri iyoyo, nyatsoi zadzikisa nemoyo wose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care how little you are or how big you are, but be a good one wherever you are.
Zvinobatsira kuti uri mukuru sei kana mudiki sei, asi panzvimbo yauri nyatsoita zvese nemoyo wose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have got a part to play.
The
worst thing that you can ever do is to mark your member.
To mark your teammate
and try to get the ball away from him.
Ground
race.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As Brother Brown says, we must protect the man with the ball.
As Brother Brown said, "Gati chengete zei mumwevede ari kumhanyane bhora."
Hallelujah! Because whoever scores,
nekuti chero ani nani anenge
agora. It's us who has scored.
Itimu yedu yese.
Hallelujah! Whoever does anything good,
aita chakanaka.
It's us who has done that which is good.
You know, the Torah says, "Taita chakanaka."
And this is why, whatever good you do, it's us who has done that thing.
You know, when the Torah says, "Taita chakanaka,"
and any bad thing that you do, you are identified with us, and we are identified with one another.
There's no way I can deny you. It's impossible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You have done that, but you are one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
As the Brother Branham,
Brother Branham says
in this message,
paragraph 33.
But I got better hopes of you, brethren, here this morning. That you'll be men of God who stay with the word of God. I'm sure you are talking about, you are talking to ministers. Let everything else fall right to the left.
For
right to the left, but stay right with the word. Don't move, no matter if you are a doormat out there. Be a good doormat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to
don't say no, I want to go there to the pulpit there. I've tired of being trodden down.
Rainy season, man.
Especially in the rainy season. People coming with mud. Now, you just say, now I'm going to make those shoes clean.
Yeah,
when they are entering into church.
And be a good doormat. Don't try to compete with someone else. Or do this. Hallelujah. I always say, the worst thing that you can ever do for yourself is try to be like somebody. Don't you ever do that.
Haikona kufa wakateedzera munhu.
It shows a lot of deficiency in you.
Zvinoratidza kuti mauri mune zvakawanda zvisimo.
Just be yourself.
Ingova zvauri.
God wants you as you are.
Mwari anongoda sezvauri.
Because he created you.
Nekuti vakakusika.
He wants you as you are.
Vanokuda uri zvauri.
Don't try to be like somebody else. Don't try to preach like somebody else. Don't try to sing like somebody else. Hallelujah. Don't try to do this and that like somebody else. Just be yourself.
Ingova zvauri.
And you will be a blessing.
Unozova chiropafadzo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't try to compete with someone else or do this. Just get right with the word and stay right there. And God will positionally place you into his kingdom where you can be the best.
My.
The best.
Who give you the best in your position is God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What if my finger ever taken a notion because it wasn't an eye? Kodai chigunwe
chikambokomblena chikatina handisi ziso.
It wouldn't be a finger anymore.
Chinenge chisiri chigunwe.
I would hate to lose that finger.
Ndofana kutochibvisa chigunwe ichi.
Though my eye may be more valuable, but I love that finger.
Kunyange ziso rakakosha asi ndinofarira
chigunwe. It's a part of me.
Chikamu changu.
You understand what I mean?
I'm
sure you do. So whatever office, whatever it might be, whatever you are, where God has positionally placed you, stay there. Be a loyal to that word as you know how to be.
Iwe gara panzvimbo yako nemoyo wese woita zvose nekutendeseka kose.
I
thought of a song.
I heard
that stay in your position. Don't look left or right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm the brother Branham.
Brother Branham says.
And where God has positionally placed you, stay there and be as loyal to that word as you know how to be. God will bless it. If he takes a notion for something else, he will place you where he needs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember,
Rangarina.
You are there to serve a purpose. My.
Amen.
I just want to skip something here. I want to beat the pastor's time. Like I said, today I'm not talking to all the public ministries. I'm just talking to those people probably who are discouraged. They think they are not doing anything. As long as God calls you. Hallelujah. If it is not the pastor who called you or the deacon who called you, if it is God who called you, your wife or your husband or your children, no, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one who believes that God has called them. Do you know? The prophet says, I just told you something. Healing.
And the prophet says,
it lasts.
Kunongo garabed.
As long as you have faith.
Kana ukaramba waka chengeta kutenda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Healing lasts as long as you have got faith.
Kupora kunoramba kuripo, kuramba ukaramba wine kutenda kwako.
But the moment you start doubting,
asipa unongo tanga kupokana.
Healing moves out. And the disease comes back. That is just as good as salvation. You must believe you are saved. Believe it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if anything happens, remember, as long as you are in this flesh, you are going to be making mistakes.
The mistakes will end by the grave.
Kana kuti ne rapture.
or by the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is why we must always make right if we make a mistake. Remember, it's not a flowery bed of ease.
It's
a battle. Amen.
Amen.
So I will just read quickly from the message he was to pass this way. Amen. So you might feel probably you are not doing anything. But as long as you believe you are called for a purpose, just continue to do what you are doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll just go right almost to the end of that quotation. There might be probably some sister, or maybe some young brother. Hallelujah. He's feeling, but what am I doing for the Lord? But remember, you are called for a purpose. You are not there just to sit and watch and eat. You have got something to do. You have got to fulfill God's purpose in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've picked a few things here. He says, brother, this one is one of our favorite quotations. He says, and so. And so. A good praying wife.
Mudzimai akanaka anonamata.
Or mother.
Kana amai.
Can do more for the kingdom of God on her knees.
Anogona kutoita basa.
At home.
Reumambo kudenga kumba.
Than sometimes the preacher can do on the platform. That's right.
Kudarika zvinogona kuitwa nemuparidzi pa platform. Ichi ndicho chokwani.
Pabate ipo kuti sometimes hazviri kuti nguva dzese. Sometimes.
Zvanzi dzime nguva. Get that keyword.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the brother Branham, don't let the washing hinder.
Brother Branham says, don't haikona kukanganiswa munamato newashing.
Don't let the work hinder.
Haikona kukanganiswa nebasa.
That's in the message here, his voice.
The children have gone to school.
Sister,
enter into your closet.
Hallelujah.
You are not a preacher.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
the things that you do on your knees.
Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God. Only eternity shall tell.
I think that there's nothing that I'm doing. They are not recognizing me. Just enter into your closet and pray.
Pray for the pastor. Pray for the deacons. Pray for the trustees. Pray for this one. Pray for that one.
Namatira mfuzi. Namatira madeacon. Namatira matrustee. Namatira uyo. Namatira ne uyo.
It's untold what you can do for the kingdom of God.
As namu ganu zatino gona kuitira.
In the message adoption,
6005.
I just want to encourage you. You might feel probably there's nothing that you are doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paragraph 212, 6005, 22e.
Paragraph 212.
And if each one of you in here now has not been positionally placed, you might not be nothing but a housewife. Well, you say, Brother Branham, I never done anything in my life. I am not a preacher. Like one sister asked Brother Branham, says, Brother Branham, I fast. I pray. I try to cast out demons and they don't go. It's not given to you. Your child say, faster no guna mata.
Your duty is to fast.
Remember, we are a team. We are
working
together. Hallelujah. Don't you worry, sister. Don't you worry, young brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or old brother. Or whoever it might be. Who is feeling like he's not doing anything for the Lord? Listen.
Terera.
Ekute.
Terera.
Brother Branham, I never done anything in my life. I'm not a preacher. Well, maybe. God brought you here to raise a family of children. Out of that family of children, may come another family of children. That will be a preacher that will send a million souls to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can
you imagine?
I'm not doing anything.
Even in praying,
I wish I would enter into the spirit and speak in tongues.
Brother Branham
has got your answer here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has
positioned you somewhere.
Stay there. God will bless you.
Don't impersonate someone.
No problem, yedu.
That's our problem.
If something comes out and it's very
enthusiastic,
but I realize that it's a lamb nature to follow. Munhu ane hunhu wegwai. Always
anoda kuteedzera. Every time he wants to follow.
This is why even ukaenda kumarokishen.
That's why when you go into the location.
Munhu akakosa kamusika kake panapa.
If you put your musika here.
Next, mangwana kuri nguva nemwana anenge ari papa.
Another musika there.
Munhu anenge apapa apo.
Another musika there.
Patozara ndenda mune musika.
Oh, musika the whole.
Ndo zvatiri vanhu.
That's what we are.
But pakuna mata hatidaro.
Now when it comes.
Ira zvauri.
To Christianity we don't do that. Be what you are.
Which I'm familiar with.
If I travel through a Murewa road, which I'm familiar with.
There is a place that is not known as carrots.
I know a place where I get carrots.
They have carrots.
And then I know a place where I get carrots.
I can almost see the place. Hallelujah.
Amen. There's a place where you get sugar cane.
Pakros.
At cross.
I was going to Brother Jarvis.
He knows what I'm saying.
Amen. Sometimes you might feel you are
not serving God.
You had to, I'm saying, Brother, he sends a million souls to Christ. You had to be here. You are here for a purpose. Did you know that?
I'm not a deacon, not anything, I'm just in the church.
Says, well, you say, oh, I've never done, all I've ever done was harrowed across the old clothes.
Kurima.
And I'll take out early in the evening.
Yeah.
And didn't know how to make my kids a living. I
looked
at the poor little fellows with no shoes on. I've sat and cried. I got an old buggy. And me and Mao went to church. Don't you worry, brother. Just keep loving him. Don't you worry, sister. Keep loving him. My. Don't let the devil tell you are nothing. Brother, sister, you are worth more than 10,000 worlds. Pauri, papa.
There where you are. Seated there where you are.
You are worth more than 10,000
worlds.
I got an old buggy. Me, okay. So he's got. Don't worry, brother. You just keep loving him. He's got a purpose for you. You just stay right the way you are. Just go right on. See, you might not. Never preach a sermon. You might be a great grandfather of one that will do it.
Hallelujah. You think God doesn't know.
Mwari vanoziva.
God knows.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saka ndigara uri pauri ipapo.
Stay in your position.
Amen. I don't know divira dzimwe dzinozokunetsa.
Don't go where you are not sent.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndinozofarira nyaya yemuruma anonzi Dwight Moody.
I like this gentleman, Dwight Moody.
His conversion.
Matendeukiro akaita.
Pane mwanzvadzi muchurch.
There was a sister in church.
Yakangoita mutoro.
She had a pattern.
Can you imagine?
Yakangoita
mutoro ikati ah.
The sister had a pattern and said.
Tofana mbito revival muno mumano.
You must have a revival in this.
She went to work.
Right
now. Ashanda chi. Achi wacha.
In the washing.
Hallelujah. Ndokubva varenda imwe nzvimbo.
And they rented a certain place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tasemana kunaka kwaMwari.
Now look at the goodness of God.
Remember, the scripture said,
Rangarai gwarurati.
God is not forgetful.
Mwari havakanganwe.
Your labors of love.
Kushingaira kwenyu kwerudo.
God is not unrighteous.
Mwari havana kusarura.
To forget your labors of love.
Mwari havana kusarura nekuti vanokanganwa kushingaira kwenyu parudo.
Remember, every good that you do, you get a reward for it.
Rangarai kuti chese chakanaka chaunoita uchawana mubayiro wacho.
Also, every bad that you do, you also get a reward for it.
Kunyange chese chakaipo uchaita uchawana mubayiro wacho.
And Brother Branham, in the message, The Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah, Brother Branham, tara mumari zinonzi bukure kwaene ro upeni.
That in Azan sutara ne ma ministries makuru.
Now today I'm not speaking to those with the big ministries.
Avanoto zvinzwa kare kuti stiri pois.
Because they know that we are.
I am talking to the discouraged like I was.
Ndikutaura kune avo vakaodzwa moyo sezvandakamboitwa.
And just to show you how simple it is to you housewives.
Zviri nyore sei imi ana mai mudzimba umu.
Now, see. You say, oh, Brother Branham, if I could preach.
No, but I'm a Brahman.
You don't have to.
I will pray for you.
Can I, Muhammad, if I, Brother Branham, I'm going to pray for you.
Brother Branham, if I was able to preach.
You don't have to.
I will pray for
you. You just, you are a testimony.
Urichapupu.
You are an influence.
Urirun zero.
Your life.
Upenyu wako.
Remember, someone is watching you.
Rangare pana akakutarisa.
Kumarai nikuona gara, someone is watching you.
In your neighborhood, pana arikutarisa.
Kubasa kuona shanda, someone is watching you.
At your workplace, pana akakutarisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she got some tracts and went out on the corner advertising, meeting and passing them out. And every time somebody get a hold of it, they would throw it down.
Akatora tuma tracts akaenda pa road achipa vanhu asi vanhu vaingoti vakakawa tora obva akanda pasi.
Can you imagine how discouraging it is?
You want something big to happen.
Hallelujah. That's inspiration. Just follow through with your inspiration. You see what the Lord will do. Throw it down, holy roller, fanatic, and walk on. See? A little old boy came by. With ragged trousers, his daddy's suspenders up over his shoulders. Hair hanging down in his face. Said, lady, what are you giving away? Said, a tract, son. He handed it to him like that. He looked at it and said, I can't read. Can you imagine?
You're giving someone a tract.
But
I can't read.
Said, well, it says there will be a meeting tonight. Up here. Oh, said, if you will mind. Sorry, if you will.
Can I uchida?
You mind if I come?
And
said, you want?
And
you must come. Oh, honey, if you can.
Alright,
I'll do that.
Ungu
that night, after all her efforts. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey. Weary. Can you imagine, after all that effort, effort and weak, the old faithful minister come, got into the pulpit, and prayed,
akanamata,
and sang a song,
akaimba rwiyo,
him and the lady,
iye nemudzimai uyu,
no church yak,
that was the church. That's what I was telling the missionary brother. Don't be worried.
It's purpose.
Your purpose is to bring souls into the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
These
were only two.
Mfundisi,
the pastor
and this sister.
Neanzazi.
Can you imagine this entire church?
You both fungi in the church TSA.
Mawia church, so
you have come to church.
Even ikashaya munhu,
even if there is no one,
you can preach to the walls.
You're not going
to
paritira madziro.
Walls still have ears.
Madziro achine nzeve.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can imagine after all the advertising, all the effort, she was now nekushanda kwese kwaakaita. It's such a discouraging thing. Right. Fundisi vabva vauya started singing, sang a song, him and the lady, and she sits out as his audience.
Akagaramo se iye ega angare munhu muchechi.
After a while, staggering in the door was that little ragged looking kid, the hair hanging down his face.
Kamukomana kaya kakapinda nefudzi racho rakarembera kuchiso.
You know who that was?
Munozvati angare ani mukomana uyu?
Dwight Moody.
Ndid Dwight Moody.
That night, he knelt at the altar, sent a million souls to God. See, you don't know what you are doing. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Let's
give a clap offering unto the Lord. Don't be troubled. Don't think that you are doing nothing.
I will read my last quotation here. I like this story. Yakandibata. Adoption 1605:15, paragraph 22.
Adoption.
Speaking to an old doctor yesterday, one of my doctor friends, buddies,
80-something
years old.
He's
sister-in-law is here at the church tonight.
You know, my guru can church.
Muramu, sorry. 80-something years old. Sorry, his sister-in-law is here at the church tonight.
Muramu waripano, church.
And she's been just a teeny bit. She's been just a teeny bit worried about him.
Muramu wanga chinetsekana pamusoro pavo.
And I went to see him.
Ndikaenda kunovaona.
And as soon as I began to talk to him,
pandatanga kutaura nao, doctor,
he brightened up
penya chiso,
and told me about a hunting trip he'd taken many years ago up in Colorado.
Colorado.
The very same country I hunted. Just as brilliant and bright. And I said, doctor, how long have you been practicing? He said, when you was nursing.
He was already a doctor.
And way down I said. And many a time he said, I have practiced taking my bag. I put my saddle bags over my horse.
Ndoisa masedo angu pa bizarangu.
Mabegi
angu pa bizarangu.
I took the little satchel and I have walked.
Ndakatora ka satchel kadiki ndikafamba.
And I said,
ndikati,
yes, down along the creek banks, 2 o'clock in the morning with your flashlight.
Muchifamba zvenyu mumahombe kombe ekarwizi.
Can you imagine?
This is the doctor.
With your flashlight, trying to find a house where a little child had a tummy ache or a mother in labor pains.
I'm
sure all other different ailments as well. That's right. And I said, You know, doctor,
munoziva chiremba,
I believe across this dividing line here between mortal and immortality, God has a place for good old doctors that is saved like that.
Ndinotenda kuti che pamuganhu weupenyu nerufu Mwari vane nzvimbo dzekuisa vana chiremba chaivo vakashumira panzvimbo yavo.
Yes. Brother Aaron is one of them.
Brother Aaron ndimo wavo.
Inzwai munzwi, as great tears came in his eyes and he started crying. And he reached up his feeble hands and said,
misodzi mukuru yakatanga kubuda maso avo vakatanga kuchema vakatambanudza maoko avo anga aneta vakati,
brother, I hope so.
Hama ndinotenda kudaro.
Across the land,
miri kweri,
God judges a man's soul or what he is.
Mwari vanotonga mweyo womunhu nekuda kwezvaari.
Then I give him this satisfying scripture.
Zvino ndakazovapa gwaro iri rinovafadza.
Many times plowing through dark muddy fields at night, trying to help somebody,
mumadhaka tichida kuedza kubatsira mumwe munhu,
maybe never get a penny for it.
Pamwe handina kana mari yandiri kuzviwanira izvi.
We have got maybe some doctors who have got a mercenary approach to their work.
Pamwe tina vana chiromba vane utsinye chaiwo.
Pasina mari,
without money,
utongonofa zvako.
You die.
While it is in his power to help you,
asi zviri musimba rake kuti akwanise kubatsira.
But look at this doctor, like Brother Aaron.
Asitaisai hama iyi inenge Brother Aaron.
I want my prescription mangana vakanyora pachurch pana.
I don't know how many prescriptions is written at this church.
Nemamwe kumba kwedu futi.
And some even at our home.
At no cost.
Pasina mari.
To myself except for the medicine.
Kunze kwangu.
Hatimbovaomberereimo.
Let's give him a clap offering.
God has got a place for good doctors like that.
Mwari vane nzvimbo yana dokota vakanaka vakadai.
I said, Jesus said in the scripture, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Jesu akati
magwaro. That is
vakaropa fadzwa vane tsitsi nekuti vachawana tsitsi uye ichi ichokwadi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why, brother, sister, when you try and save God,
ndicho chikonzero hamanzazi paunoedza
kushanda. Do the best that you can.
Ita nemoyo wose.
I want to tell you, it's not going to be easy.
Ndoda kutaura hazvisi kuzova nyore.
You're going to have very discouraging moments.
Uchasvika panguva dzekuodzwa.
But that has got nothing to do with it.
Asi izvo hazvinei nebasa.
Remember, he's watching from above.
Rangarirai vari kutarisa.
He knows your motive.
Vanoziva chinangwa
chavo. He knows your intention.
Vanoziva chinangwa
chavo. While you're trying to fulfill his purpose.
Uda kuedza kuzadzika chinangwa chavo.
Remember,
rangarira.
It is the man who is not doing anything who will never make a mistake.
Munhu asiri kuita basa ndiye asingakanganisi.
Hallelujah. It is the person who is not doing anything who will never make a mistake.
Uyo akagara asina chaari kuita ndiye asiri kuzokanganisa.
But as long as you are doing something,
asiwo kana kuti
unoita, there you are bound to make a mistake. But that has got nothing to do with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, he is watching from above. He knows you very well. This is why we are singing that song. He knows my name. And it's good to know that he knows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So wherever God has placed you, wherever God wants you to be, stay there. Be there. And be a good one. If you are a deacon, if you are a deacon, be a good one. Hallelujah. If you are a minister, be a good one. A song leader, be a good one. If you are a mother in the home, be a good one. If you are a father in the home, be a good one. If you are a Christian, be the best. Hallelujah. Be the best. Sure. That's how we serve God's purpose. While you are there, do the best that you can. He will understand and say, well done. God bless you. Give us that song. If when you give the best of your service, don't be discouraged. Yes, discouraging things will come. Asterisk. People will say things. Do you know people always say things? If you do good things, people say things. If you do bad things, people say things. So remember, people will always say things. But as long as you know you're doing the right thing, stand flat-footed. As long as you know you're standing on the word, stand flat-footed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be moved. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, baby, let's stand. Let's sing together this song. And the battle is won.